Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to the WordPress Way, a Do the Woo podcast show. Woo!
Woo! Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the WordPress Way DIB, where we dive deep into the heart and the soul of WordPress. I'm your host, Birgit, and today we have a special guest joining us, Laura Adamonis, a dynamic and passionate member of the WordPress community. Based on the East Coast of the USA, Laura owns Add a Little Digital Services, where she provides website design services. And Laura's journey with WordPress began in 2022. And since then, she has made significant contributions, particularly with the Learn WordPress training team. And she dedicates around 10 hours a week to creating tutorials, lesson plans, and workshops, helping users navigate and master WordPress. Laura is also team representative for the training team in 2024 and an active member of several WordPress meetup groups. And in addition to her work with the training team, Laura is also deeply involved in the Global WordPress DIB Working Group, advocating for diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging within the WordPress community. And she's also been a speaker at various WordPress events, including WordCamp Montclair. Please join in welcoming Laura to the show. Laura, it's a pleasure to meet you here.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I appreciate it.
So can you share us a little bit of your WordPress origin story and what exactly drew you to this community?
So as you pointed out, I've only been in WordPress for the last 2 years. And it came about as I was in a job that I loved. I was working at the local science center, and I got paid to play with Legos. I was the robotics coordinator, which was a fancy title, but I loved that title, to help kids with engineering and playing with Legos, building with Legos, and robotics. So the Lego Mindstorm and Spike Prime materials. And we also supported 5 to 6 robotics teams and competed on that within the FIRST organization, which is a global robotics competition team for kids from 5 to 18, which is a pretty awesome. But I had to work on the weekends, and I had a kind of life looking at your life kind of thing, and wanted something that was more flexible, and wanted my weekends off to be able to do different things with my family. So I said goodbye to them. Didn't know where I was going to go, was home, had my list of things to do around the house, and ended up scrolling through social media. So believe it or not, social media brought me to a website, a program called WP Rockstar from a company called GeekPack and Julia Taylor, and signed up for that and spent 6 months going through the online tutorials, and they have a great, awesome women-focused community. And so I really, took my education background, and when I learned something, and then I would share it with the community and help others who were struggling kind of thing. And it just kind of built on that, because I always feel that like the biggest thing is being able to teach somebody something to better understand it. So I found a quote that I wanted to share. It's, I do, you watch, I do, you help, you do, I help, you do, I watch. So that is kind of the basic principle of when I was a teacher too, of, being able to eventually have a student teach somebody else. So that brought me to going through the training and wanting more. It was a program for beginners, and I needed to know, okay, well, what do I do with this? And then the block editor started coming out. So how, you know, I want to learn about this because I was doing just a classic editor using the Genesis framework to code and basic CSS and HTML. What about this new thing? So I kind of jumped into that and focused on the newer thing because people are going to need to know how to go from classic editor to the block editor. And I want to be on the forefront to help educate those people. And I think that's where we're at right now within the WordPress community.
Wow. That is really impressive, especially when I hear you talking about how you went into robotics and working with Lego and teaching young children. It's very impressive to see, and also how you pivoted into a complete different career path. And so when you're talking about your try to be upfront on the new technologies like the blog editor, what inspired you to start your own website design service?
That was a funny thing. I mean, honestly, it was the next step on the checklist within the training. You know, they're like, here, you know, this is how you start a business. You know, pick out a name, go do this, do that. You know, looking back, I probably shouldn't have done this. Just looked for a regular website job. But I always had this name. I had a wreath making business when I was first married. You know, local craft fairs and stuff. I made wreaths for Christmas, and I came up with the name that kind of went with our last name, Adamonis. Add a little. I always liked that. So I really wanted to have my own business with that name on it. So that's why I use Add a Little Digital Services. I mean, I didn't have any master plan, and I didn't have anybody knocking at my door saying, oh, we want websites kind of thing. It was just something to check off, you know, when I start a project, I need to finish it. And complete it to the best of my ability. And it always irked me because one of the steps within the program was to make $1,000. And I was like, well, I don't have any clients. So I can't. And it always bugged me that I couldn't do that step. But I did everything else within the program. Just like my Montessori, I'm a Montessori trained teacher for 6 to 9. And when I did my training, a lot of the people didn't finish, but my goal was to finish and complete it, because it was a whole summer of in-depth training, 2 weeks at around the winter time, and then come back the following summer for another few weeks and do this big year-long project too, and this huge notebook that I did. I did Holidays of the World, and so that's where we can talk a little bit more later about where my diversity passion comes into play. But honestly, I it was just a thing to check off the list.
Well, that is really impressive. And when you mentioned also Montessori, my youngest daughter, and my eldest daughter is also very interested into Montessori and teaching my grandson more in a holistic way and challenged him to explore, and so it's very interesting. I get that. Laura, you and I, we met the first time at the WordCamp US, to be exactly, at the WordPress Community Summit. You were also one of the invited members to the WordPress Community Summit. Do you mind sharing what were your first impressions of the community summit? What was drawing you to that? And what were your key insights on that?
Yeah, it was my first WordCamp, and it was local, so it was only about a 5-hour drive for me. So that's why I was like, "Oh, I can handle this." And I love DC. That's where I did my Montessori training outside of DC. So I love the area, and I had seen that there was this community summit that you had to apply for. I was like, okay. And they were looking for like new contributors. They wanted to have a good mix of like, you know, people who have been in the community, but they wanted a new voice. And with, I had been with the training team for a couple of months. And what I was doing was kind of helping them organize our handbook. And a lot of the things in the handbook that I was going through, the steps weren't making sense to me. So being able to look at something and, again, bring that Montessori in to break it down into steps and provide feedback to make things better. So I applied. I was accepted. I was so honored to go there. And, you know, I didn't know what to expect. And so that's why I just went with an open mind. I was just going to listen. I'm a listener. I kind of soak things in. And then, you know, I wasn't thinking to do anything there then kind of thing. But I was amazed by all the people and that so many were from other countries, seeing that, you know, it's a big flight to come to the U.S. So that was amazing. And it was nice because I had kind of followed people and through Twitter and stuff, kind of knew people. And I watched different podcasts and workshops and stuff. So I knew people. I had started connecting and networking, which is awesome in this community. And so when I went to the presentations, you know, I kind of had my list of, okay, I want to do some training, but I also am interested in diversity, accessibility. I had been kind of following Amber Hines and Alex Stein, their work and stuff like that. So when, so I signed up for your talk, meeting discussion, and again, I wasn't sure what to expect and how people were going to share. You know, it said that we were going to be kind of open and, you know, honest, you know, communication and that. And I didn't realize how honest people were going to be, which is awesome. But in that hour, 2 hours, I felt every emotion in the world, which was good and bad. But I'm glad that people shared because of the fact that, you know, the struggles people have aren't always external. I mean, most of them are, but then there's also the internal ones too that people struggle with. And it's those ones that we don't perceive first off and kind of neglect for those people. My key takeaways, again, were the honesty that people shared. And I felt the most as a community focused on the same mission within that group of people.
Yeah. When I was facilitating this session about diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, I wasn't expecting that big of an outcome. And also, as you said, this openness and that people were really sharing honestly, and also they were really vulnerable and shared their personal insights and feelings and in a safe space. That is what I tried to accomplish, and I'm really glad it worked out that I opened a safe space with my facilitating for this session. But I can also echo that this community summit is really, there was really a great diverse group of people all around the globe. And also, so we got some insights from different parts of the world. We, as a person, you have only a limited amount of experience. And so it is really good to see different perspectives. And as you mentioned also, listen to others and to their experiences. And coming back again to the WordPress training team, would you mind sharing and describing what's your role? You've taken over the role for this year. And how does a day look like for you as a contributor to the training team?
So, yes, I was asked to help be a team rep. So there's three of us. The other two people are on their last year. We usually try and do 2 years so that they overlap, because there's a lot of stuff that goes on even behind the scenes administrative wise. So we need to, as a team rep, I facilitate and guide to help the training team stay informed, moving forward on our goals and projects. And part of the group that's kind of the admin. So we are kind of in charge of the blog post, and we help out with the WordPress TV and the materials that we use for recording and captions and transcripts. So being able to kind of increase our team, because there's a lot going on, and we want to be able to, you know, have materials in a lot of different languages. So we even have, you know, kind of a subgroup of translators that will take our tutorials and put them into different languages. So, you know, we're so excited when we are at a WordCamp and we find somebody who we don't have their language is willing to come and work with us to provide that. And so as a team rep, we try and, you know, attend those contributor days at WordCamps to help run the meeting and the different activities to try and get new people to contribute for that. On the other hand, my other job that I'm passionate about is the content creator, and I create video tutorials, we call them lessons now, and we're working towards a learning pathways for users, designers, and developers. And so we've kind of gone through and made a pathway of, like, where do you start as a user with WordPress? How do you start with it as a and we're doing a beginner, intermediate, and advanced, and breaking it into those different groups so that a beginner can start with this set of 5 or 10 videos to get them started. And so we've been updating content that's out of date, trying to facilitate that so that things are easier to find. That was one of the other things that I brought to the team when I first came. I'm like, I found something and then I can't find it again. And where's this lesson plan? And where's this? And like, how old is this? Like, wait, I'm trying to do this, but I don't see the same buttons because it's probably 3 releases old, and it doesn't have the current release materials. Because right now, the last 2 years, we've been in a massive change within WordPress.org that things are moving so quickly that we can't even make the videos fast enough. They're already, outdated. Probably the first one that I did doesn't look like the dashboard of today. That's my work within the training team. It does say only 10 hours a week. I probably put in closer to 20. And I would really love to, I know you two are looking for sponsorship to, you know, do your contributing. I'm in the same position. I'd, you know, love to find somebody, a company to sponsor me for more hours because this is what I enjoy. I mean, I love designing. That's my other passion, But right now, it's hard to find clients out there. And so I tend to spend more time within the training team and doing tutorials and editing stuff and, you know, researching the information to make sure that it's current and accurate. And the online workshops, I would love to do, you know, a workshop each week if I could. But, you know, right now I have to juggle kind of everything up in the air to make sure that I can do everything.
Wow. And yeah, and thank you for all the work you all already did in this short amount of time, and especially the training. I feel it's also a big pillar within the equitable pathways, and also to include and foster inclusion, because when we provide better materials or more adjusted learn path for new contributors or new users to WordPress, and also someone who wants to build their livelihood on WordPress and learns more about how to develop with WordPress, it's so crucial also to lower the barrier in this case when we provide training material. And I really appreciate the work you are doing, and I'm really looking forward that we will find ways how companies are also interested into supporting contributors like you who are not working on the core software as a developer, but are providing supportive content around it, how to use it. And as maybe our audience already knows, we have also the Five for the Future initiative, where companies can also pledge that they are maybe supporting some individual contributors, like maybe you're interested in working with Laura. But also when they have some employees who are interested into working and contributing to WordPress, they can pledge their hours to that as well. And we will put a link in the show description for someone who's more interested into this. Speaking of diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, as we already explored, you and I, we met at the Community Summit, and you also attended to the session about diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. And briefly before the WordCamp US, the DIB working group was added to this WordPress Make Slack. You joined our group. Would you mind telling us what has motivated you to join this group? And can you tell us about how the intersection between the training and the contribution you were doing for the training, but also for the DIB working group? Because it is a lot of work that you are doing and the team is doing. Would you mind share this with our audience?
Sure. I mean, it came down to I wanted to work with you. I mean, you were the pillar of the talk, and I wanted to continue what we started within that discussion. And, you know, I made a couple friends within that discussion group, too. Which I, you know, been able to meet up with people from that, which is really cool. And be supportive, too. One of the things that I learned from being in COVID and previous things that happened in the news here in the U.S. was that I need to be an ally. I need to use my voice to help others, because it's tough for them and they're worn out. And seeing that you can't see me, I am a, you know, white female, blonde hair, blue eyes. And so I didn't realize that I got special treatment compared to other people. And that's not fair. wanted to work within getting that and hearing people's comments and struggles within WordPress to make it better. So some of the current initiatives of the, of our group that we've been working on, the big one that I keep bugging about is how do we become a team? So, 'cause I think we would have a great position within WordPress to make a difference. We talked about that one of the goals for WordCamp Europe is to have that group create a survey so that we can kind of get our community talking about things. I would like to, you know, further push the handbook. So creating an outline or some kind of organization table of contents of what we need to add to the handbook or create the handbook so that we're kind of a separate entity, or do we, you know, how are we being placed within the community? And I love that we were on the call with Angela because she's kind of right in the middle of everything and kind of knows, you know, it's a spider web and how does that web work together and how can we intertwine without repeat, like you said, repeating ourselves that the work of some of one of the other teams, you know?
Yeah, that is exactly. And you mentioned the call with Angela. For the audience, the DIB working group is hosting every second Friday and a virtual office hours via a video conference called Zoom. And it's a safe space. Those Zoom calls won't get recorded on purpose because we want to open the room, as we did also in a community summit, as a safe space that we can talk about maybe some issues we feel within a community. And if there are sparking discussions, those discussion points get posted on our GitHub repository to move on further for transparency. But what was shared within the group stays within this group discussion, except someone is open to say, okay, this is okay to share with outside. And as you mentioned, we work closely together with the WordPress project leadership. And the contributor handbook is also one of my biggest projects on my table. As you also do with the training team, we really need some kind of a contributor journey map, like having some kind of a treasure map to find the ways how to get to the place where you want to be within the WordPress community. And what do you feel has your work impacted the WordPress community, especially when you think of training and the work in DIB? You mentioned also that it's really important to have some pathways and have some overview where to start and where to find stuff. How do you feel we're doing with that, despite there's always room for improvement? And what advice would you give to someone new who wants to contribute, especially in these areas? What are your findings? As you mentioned, you started 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago. How others can find their way into the contributing journey?
So the impact is, in the short time I've been in the community, I have an amazing network, like I said. I was able to, during my WordPress training, one of the facilitators, because I had said it, we were using Genesis framework and we're using the Studio Press theme. So Brian Gardner did a couple of workshops with us, and him and I are, I'm from originally from Chicago and he's in Chicago. So I reached out and said, hey, I'm a Chicago person. Can we connect kind of thing? And so he was gracious enough to say, if you have any questions, just reach out to me kind of thing. And, you know, a lot of people, when you know that it's somebody like that high up, he had his own, you know, previous business. He's a known name within the community. You're like, oh no, you're like, I don't want to bother him kind of thing. Well, I bothered him. And then he created this build mode weekly meeting through WP Engine. And I've been it's become a family of the people that show up, and we try and bring in new people within there to hear discussions about, you know, what's working, what's not. And it's really cool on that. So if I ever need help, if I don't know something, I have that network, which is pretty amazing for somebody who's only been doing it for 2 years. And that's what I always tell people too, is, you know, like, don't be afraid to ask a question or ask for help. I've been asked to be a guest on podcast. You asked me for this one, which is awesome. My friend Rob Carnes of the SDM show. Rob is from Stunning Digital Media. I've done his podcast. I was asked to appear on WordPress Hartford meetups. And then I'm doing my first speaking at WordCamp this weekend. Like you said, at WordCamp Montclair. So slowly I'm, you know, getting my name out there, and people are seeing, oh, that, you know, like, she knows her stuff kind of thing. So, and being able to help improve the training team's handbook. It's funny because they did a couple of the updates and they did like screenshots of stuff, and it's my face. It's like me asking a question or making a statement and stuff. They're like, is it okay if we use you like your kind of walk through it, how you went through it kind of thing? I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. Like, and that's how I am. I'm like, if it can help someone else, I am happy to do it kind of thing. So, yeah, my face pops up a lot. The advice I give to people is reach out to me. If you want the training team or anyone else within the WordPress community, you know, just DM them. If you see somebody that you follow, that you admire, that is part of Core or part of WordPress TV or accessibility, and just, you know, message them and say, hey, and, you know, you might have to wait. You might have to redo it again. But ask the question and go to make.wordpress.org, and the design team has been going through and updating it to be more user friendly and to be able to easier to find things, which is the big thing. And there's even like this little test that you can take of like what team would you be best suited for, you know. And there's over 22 now, so there's a place for everyone. Like Birgit had said, ask your company if you would be a part of a program that lets you contribute while at work. It's Five for the Future. And, you know, contribute while you're working. Just that 5% would be a big help. Reviewing one of my video lessons. It's a 5-minute video. It takes 10 minutes. You know, to watch the video and then do some check boxes and give your feedback. That would help a lot, because we try and get 2 to 3 reviews on each of our videos before we post them to make sure that they're understandable for people.
Yeah, I think, as you said, there's a place and room for everyone, and you don't have to be someone who knows how to code to contribute to the WordPress project. And as you already mentioned, these reach out to someone you admire. But I'm looking back to my first days when I was contributing to WordPress, or before I even contributed or knew that I'm contributing to WordPress. I had some members in the German community who published frequently on their blog, and I put the person on a pedestal, some form. And when I went to my first WordCamp, And I learned that this person was so kind and so open and really supportive, and there is no need to put someone on this pedestal. And so just as you mentioned, reach out to the person or reach out and ask question. And also, as you said, with the being more visible, and yeah, representation matters. And as I learned from one of my talks at a WordCamp, someone reached out to me afterwards and shared that a part of what I've said on the talk was so inspiring to them that they have also pivoted into a new career form. And this is, I'm choking because even being in someone's life for a small, brief moment, I don't recall the quote, but it's, when I say it in a context, is you don't know how your actions and words can inflect or impact someone else's life. And you will be the hero in someone else's life without that you are knowing that. And so that is why I love that Bob offered me this option to run this series on the Do the Woo podcast to get new voices, but also this having this nice conversations about how to stay connected and how loving the WordPress community and how open and welcoming the WordPress community overall is. Yeah. We have always room for improvement. Yeah. But overall, it is a very welcoming and inclusive community.
Yeah. I mean, shout out to Courtney Robertson, who was part of WordPress and has, sprinkled her magic fairy dust all over the place of her wisdom and stuff. She was one of the people that got me interested in that. And like you said, you might not see it now, but years later, in Montessori, there's the premise of the Nautilus, which is a spiral, and how you learn something and then you might come back around and relearn it, but build upon it. And I've reconnected with my students who are in their 30s now that I taught when they were 6 through 9 years old. And to see the things that we did in those years affect how they are now. So like one of my students, we did a whole study of South America. Well, he's traveled the world and he speaks Spanish and he married somebody who is from South America. And just those little things that are that come back around that, you know, he found his passion from the things that we did. We did little worry dolls to do a craft fair to raise money for the rainforest during that study of South America and things like that.
Wow, very impressive. Very impressive. And speaking of inspiring and studying different cultures and also different perspectives and regions. When I was officially starting contributing to WordPress, I was translating WordPress into German. And this opened a gate in with me. And when I learned about the international community and joined the polyglots groups and learned to understand the difficulties other translators have with WordPress, and also learn about different working cultures when you're contributing to a global project. You meet with people from Japan, from Indonesia, from India, from Australia, from Africa, Southern America, all over the world. From my perspective, it's very rewarding to learn more about different cultures and also open the own horizon and widen the comfort zone. Also, it is always something stepping out of the comfort zone. And would you mind to share at as we are approaching the end of our episode today, how do you see yourself and the WordPress community in the next upcoming 5 or 10 years with the involvement of until now? Because WordPress turned 21 a day before this recording. How do you see WordPress and the community evolving in the next time when you have some kind of a future glass sphere?
Well, I hope we stay supportive of each other. We do definitely need some younger people within the community. The training team has started to push our lessons onto YouTube to get a better exposure within that realm of when people are doing searches and stuff. And we need to probably look at the shorts, they call them, to kind of narrow down to that 2 or 3 minute quick thing that you can do to your website. And I think you're going to see, we talk about mobile responsiveness to most people are on phones as opposed to a fancy computer laptop. And so, being able to design and create websites on a mobile device. But I see us continuing to grow and hopefully be supportive. I did see where there was talk of taking kind of a breather, which would be nice to not do so many releases within a time period. I know the training team would appreciate that because having to update videos constantly, especially when there's a lot of major changes, it would be nice to catch up. So I hope that conversation continues. And yeah, I wish everyone well for the future.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Laura. It was really a pleasure talking to you and also listening to your advice and your experiences. And and also for the audience, thank you for tuning in to the Do the Woo, the WordPress Way. And we hope today's conversation has sparked new ideas and inspired you to engage more deeply with the vibrant WordPress community. And also remember, DIB isn't just about numbers. It's about making real changes that foster a sense of belonging and respect for everyone. And please keep the conversation going by sharing this episode and join us again next month as we continue to explore more important DIB topics and meet also leaders driving this change. And don't forget to subscribe to on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep pushing the envelope and doing WordPress the right way.